there.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's speak to the man, the machine that is.
The Chris Moyle Show.
The machine.
BBC Radio.
Not putting a strangle in. The machine that is Mr. David Wylamus. Good morning, David.
Good morning, my darling. How are you?
I am better than you. I am in a warm room, and I don't have to do any swimming today or for the next 8 days.
I know, it's really cold here as well.
I bet.
Mm. No, it's really, I thought, oh, September, it'll be lovely and warm. We've had a really bad summer. The water's freezing. It's freezing out here, but it's fantastic because hundreds of people have come to see me in Lechlade, and they're all waving. I met some beavers. Kids on their way to school are going to be late. So it's fantastic. And thank you so much for getting behind me, Chris. Not literally, but behind the challenge.
You are more than what you know me. I like to back you up as much as I can. How are you, in all seriousness, how are you feeling? So we've been telling everyone it's 140 miles long. There are very dangerous conditions. There are evil, nasty swans. You can get diseases. As it stands now, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty nervous, actually. It's such a big challenge. 8 days of swimming, it's going to get lonely out there, Chris. Will you come and do just some of it with me?
Well,
just about 80 miles. Will you come and do sort of 80 miles of it with me?
Is there a boat that goes alongside for support?
There is, but I'd rather have you in the water with me.
Right, but then we could
be a wonderful buoyancy aid.
Right,
just say you got a verruca and you can't do it.
Yeah, you're not allowed to go swimming if you've got a verruca.
In all honesty, I can't swim front crawl. I can only swim breaststroke.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
But I'd be too.
It's really exciting. It's just nerve wracking, and it's lovely that people come out to see me. But they're all going to see me in my speedos. And it's cold, and there's a fair amount of shrinkage.
Oh, do you need special, like, you know, Wonder Speedos,
Wonder Grundies?
That's what you need.
Are you going to be following it all week?
We're going to be checking in with you, and I'm going to be following you, and we're going to be. There are already pictures on the website on our webpage of you and Greg, and then you being greased up by a woman.
Well, you've got to have a hobby, haven't you?
Well, no, it's for the swim,
Oh, right, okay. The best bit, actually, being greased up. Will you come and grease me up one morning?
Of course I will. And if I can't do it, Greg will do it.
Oh, I prefer you.
Well, I know, everybody would.
How are your mum and dad?
Mum and dad are very well.
Does your dad still not like me?
He just said that for comic effect as well.
Oh, right,
you know.
Okay. They were lovely, your mum and dad.
They still are lovely, by the way.
I know. They worry about you.
Constantly. Well, Dad doesn't, but Mum does, obviously. Listen, what's this thing about... in my notes, it said that the undercurrent is so strong in parts of the Thames that you'd have to swim in a cage.
Well, that was the plan at one stage. Yeah, a shark cage. They said you're going to be in a shark cage going down the Thames, but I think we found a way around it with safety boats and canoes. But I thought it's going to look a bit wussy being in a shark cage going around down the Thames, where I'm pretty sure there are no sharks.
Yeah, but it'll protect you from the swans.
Well, that's a good plan, actually. What I've asked is someone to go ahead with a shotgun and shoot swans on sight.
Right, but that's illegal and you can be beheaded for treason or something.
No, I love swans, but just not quite when I'm swimming past them. But I think here in Lechlade, they've sort of bribed them with bread. To go somewhere else.
Nice.
That's good.
So we've taken them upriver.
Do you wear a swimming cap?
I'm wearing a swimming cap now, and I look really awful. I'm not the best looking guy, but
I can see you.
A speedo is covered in grease with a swimming hat on. I do not look my best.
And it goes around the chin. There's a little black thing goes around.
I know. It's really horrific. So it's like you can really see my double chin.
No.
I just look awful.
David, listen.
I didn't think through when I did the channel. I didn't think, oh, God, everyone's just going to see me in my swimming trunks. It's going to be really horrific.
You can hear the swans laughing at him.
I know. And there's a helicopter. You know, Mike Smith is overhead in a helicopter.
He's a good looking.
We've got Mike Smith in a helicopter.
Wow. Well, you look good in the pictures. You look very buff. Your arms are looking very muscular. And you know, just think of the fine, ripped physique you'll have in 8 days' time.
I'm going to think about you a lot of the time.
Well, you think about me if that helps you swim faster or harder.
It will.
All right.
Terrible fear. But I really appreciate your support, Chris, and the support of all the listeners. And let's see if we can raise loads of money by next Monday.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell everybody how they can give you some money. So, David, good luck. What time are you going to get in the water?
Well, just as soon as I finish this phone call, I've got to be greased up. And
all right. Well, come on, David.
Good luck, David.
Love you, David.
Love you, David. You can do it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.